And for panel van fans like myself, what a weekend ahead, Lockie.
Yeah, you have a panel van. Are you going to be entering the Queensland state van titles? Or do you think your van's not quite up to scratch?
Well, it could do us some work. I like where I'm at with it, but there's a few things that I'd like to get sorted before I start putting it in van competitions.
Novelty horn,
yeah. See, the thing is, when you've got a wife or husband or partner, you kind of have to sneak bits and pieces in over time, right?
Because what was this $300 you spent? Oh, popcorn chicken.
You can't just go out and spend the $2,000 or $3,000 that you want on the vehicle straight away. You've got to slowly work your way. And this is how it all works. And somebody that could probably tell us more information about that is Chris from Majestic Vanners Australia. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Am I right about sneaking things in?
No, you've got it all wrong, Dale. You've got to have a wife, husband, partner who's got the same interests or got their own panel van. That way there's no excuse.
Oh, so you're saying that I have to fork out and borrow a van now?
Yeah, that'd be the idea. See, my husband and I have got his and hers and there's no argument. You know, like we can both spend whatever we like.
Chris, is there an argument about whose van is better?
No, he knows it's mine.
Now, yours has had a fair bit of work on it, hasn't it?
Yeah, darling. She's actually an original Sandman, but it doesn't look anything like an original Sandman. She's got murals all over her, which makes it a little bit different. But, you know, that's what you do. You customise them. You make them your own.
Yeah, there are some absolutely wonderful vans associated with you guys. And if people want to check them out, this weekend is the weekend to do it.
It certainly is. Yeah, the vans will be cruising around Maribyrra and the Bay from about Thursday onwards. So if anyone sees them out and about, give them a big wave. We're also doing a cruise out to Goodies at Chugum on Saturday. So you'll see probably, you know, 30-odd vans and a big contingency travelling along that way. And then Sunday's our show and shine, which this year is at the City Park behind the community centre in Charles Street. And it's free entry. We have food vendors, so everybody's welcome to come along. And as far as your van not being good enough, we have the normal van in category, which is for people who are not quite up to the show level but just have a van and want to bring it out and have some fun.
Okay.
We encourage everybody because the more vans out and about, the better it is, you know?
Chris, the Queensland State Van Titles are part of this weekend. That's happening on Sunday. Can you tell us what exactly that is and how it's judged?
Yeah, well, it's actually a three-judge system, and it's judged on a score sheet from everything from undercarriage to interior to under the bonnet to paintwork, the whole lot. We have three judges doing it this year, so that sort of averages the scores out. It's the first... Oh, well, last year was our first time to doing the state titles again after about an 18-year layoff, and it just seems to be appropriate to... You know, to have the state titles back again and make it a little bit more prestigious like it did back in the day.
Yeah, I think this is really cool. I love going and seeing the vans. Even the panel van, there's a group of panel vans, but even other vans that they've got there as well are really, really cool.
Oh, there is. Like, people are doing up all sorts of vans these days, from the Hiaces to the Transits to the Mercedes. I mean, it's still a panel van. I mean, with Holden, you know, no longer making.
Yes.
Even the new Millennium van, you know, the VZs, VYs and all that with the canopies on the back. I mean, people have got to go somewhere if they still want to do that vanning thing. So the next thing is, you know, your Hiaces, your Mazda vans, all that, which is still fun. You can have so much fun with them. You can dress them up whatever way you like.
It's a great lifestyle. Like, we went out to a motorbike ride on the weekend and my brother-in-law said, oh, you brought the van. And I said, bed on wheels. And that's what they are. That's the great thing about vans. You don't, like, my setup was throwing a sheet down and a sleeping bag out.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I mean, would you believe 90% of us still do that? We sleep in the back of our vans. We're all camping at Susan River Homestead this weekend. And you will find that 90% of us are all sleeping in the back of our panel vans.
It is the way to go. Look, these guys do a great thing. It's really cool to go and see. Kids really love vans. It's a really fun thing to actually watch kids get excited because they don't see that many on the roads anymore. But if you want to find out any more about what these guys get up to, the Majestic Vanners, or this weekend, you can check them out online, majesticvanners.com. Thank you very much for joining us, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Hopefully see you on Sunday. Show kicks off at 10 a.m.